Hey everybody, Lauren here, and welcome to another episode of Fit Friends Friday. Now, if you're new around here, Katie and I release a mini episode every Friday that's aimed at giving you quick tips or inspiring you. Today, because it's the beginning of a new year, I'm going to go over what your weekly exercise might look like. So you can think of this as a template or a schedule or some loose guidelines. Whether you are just starting out from a long break, or if you have been consistently working out for years, listen in to hear what different types of exercises you want to be getting in each week. All right, so let's get started. I'm going to talk about four different types of exercises today. The first one is strength training. You want to be doing some sort of strength training at least 3 times a week. When it comes to strength training, compound movements are awesome because they save you time, you know, working your lower body and your upper body at the same time. Also gets your heart rate up, which is an added benefit. But any type of strength training is going to help break those muscle fibers so that they can then rebuild stronger. That's how we grow muscle. There's a lot to say on how many sets and how many reps and all that. And I'm not going to get into those specifics. But really, if you are just starting out, any type of strength training is going to be beneficial for you. And if you're looking to accomplish some new goals, what I would recommend is doing something you haven't done before. That doesn't mean necessarily going to a brand new class. That just means doing something different. That's how you're going to see change. Again, if you're just starting out for strength training, I highly, highly recommend going to some sort of structured class and not just going to a weight room floor, because you'll be a little bit lost, and that's just natural and it can be defeating, and I want you to stick with it. So I would recommend going to some sort of structured class that's going to have a coach who can help you to get started at least. All right, our second form of exercise is moderate intensity cardio. So moderate intensity would maybe be a 6 to 7 out of 10 on the perceived effort scale. So no sprints here, not interval training, but you also shouldn't be able to carry on a conversation with someone. So if you're going on walks with a neighbor, that's great, but that would not be considered moderate intensity. That would be considered low intensity, and they have their own benefits. With moderate intensity cardio, you want to be doing this about 3 times a week. The big thing here is find something you enjoy. You know, if you don't like running, that's okay. Just don't run. Just don't run then. A lot of people say, I wish I could get into running. Why? You know, maybe you would enjoy biking more. Maybe a group fitness class or a dance style is more up your alley. Try a kickboxing class. Find something when it comes to cardio that you're going to somewhat enjoy. Maybe that's listening to your favorite music or going to an awesome cycle class. Like, try something out that's different if you haven't found a type of cardio that you can enjoy or not hate doing. If you're already thinking, wait a second, how am I going to get all of this exercise in if I've already said 3 days of strength training, 3 days of moderate intensity cardio, and I still have 2 other things left, you can easily double up on these things a day. So maybe you do 30 minutes of strength training and 30 minutes of moderate intensity cardio. There you go, one day. All right, our third type of exercise is interval training. Interval training is very, very popular. It has a lot of benefits, but it's not the only thing that you should be doing. Interval training is really effective at increasing your cardio endurance so that for your moderate intensity cardio, you'll be in better shape. With interval training, we're looking at 2 to 3 times a week if you're really, really pushing yourself. With true interval training, these workouts only last 10 to 20 minutes. So if you've been doing interval training for 60 minutes, then it might not be true interval training, and that's okay. With this type of interval training, your perceived effort needs to be an 8 or a 9. So you're going all out and then you're recovering. If you're doing a lot of interval training right now, like maybe 5 days a week, what I would recommend is to mentally choose which days you're really going to go 100% all out, maybe Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then Tuesdays and Thursdays, you back off a little bit. So it's more of that moderate intensity. That way you're giving your body enough time to recover and you're getting the most that you can out of your really intense days as well. A great example of an interval training is a Tabata. So with a Tabata, you're doing 20 seconds of very intense work followed by 10 seconds of a recovery. You don't have to do a Tabata for long to get huge benefits and to kick your own ass. All right, that was number three. Number four is active recovery. So active recovery could be a walk, going on a bike ride, it could be yoga, it could be meditation, anything that's really going to restore you physically, mentally, and also give your body a break. These days and these workouts are just as important as those super intense days and all of the strength training and all of that. You need to, number one, allow your body to recover. Number two, not burn yourself out mentally. And number three, you need to take time to focus on increasing your flexibility. A lot of people don't take this seriously, and I understand, but your flexibility limits your strength potential. So each week you need to take time to focus on that flexibility. That includes stretching before and after a workout, and also taking at least one workout, and it does not have to be long, but once a week you should be doing some sort of flexibility training. If you're not doing this now, oh my gosh, add it in. It can be 10 minutes of yoga one day or 20 minutes of yoga on a Sunday. Add this to your regimen and holy cow, you will see huge benefits and you'll just feel better about being flexible. This is a comment I get all the time when people add this into their schedules or into their weekly training is, oh my gosh, I just feel so much more limber. I feel so much better just when I'm moving during all my other workouts. Okay, getting off my flexibility soapbox. But to recap, four types of exercises that you want to try to get in every single week: strength training, moderate intensity cardio, interval training, and active recovery. Let me know which one you love and is easy for you to do each week and which one you sometimes slack on. I would love to know. I hope you've started this year off on an awesome note, but if not, don't worry, it's not too late. Set some goals this weekend and make it happen on Monday. That's it for this episode. If you guys have any questions for Katie and I, please let us know. Find us on Instagram, send us an email. We'd love to hear from you, and we will talk to you very soon. Bye.